Hundreds gathered on the steps of Houston's City Hall Saturday night to demand an investigation into the ICE killing of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, a 35-year undocumented resident, and the release from immigration detention of the three men who witnessed ICE agents shooting him. Christian Menefee represents Texas's 18th district in the U.S. House.
ICE came to Houston and killed one of our own. This is not the first time that this has happened. We saw it with Renee Good. We saw it with Alex Preddy. And every single time they come and they tell us their version of events, but we don't see any evidence. If ICE was not in our streets, Lorenzo would still be alive today. Congress votes on funding to ICE. And I'm here today to say, not another dime. Not another dime. Not another dime.
An ICE agent killed Salgado Araujo on Tuesday after a group of agents in unmarked vehicles stopped him and three others on their way to their construction jobs and claimed that Salgado Araujo had rammed their car without presenting any evidence. Videos on the streets near where Salgado Araujo was killed appear to show the opposite, with agents driving behind him. The three passengers who are witnesses say Salgado Araujo did not ram agents and that none of them knew the unmarked cars chasing them were driven by ICE agents. Earlier Saturday, state and local leaders and Salgado Araujo's family gathered at the Service Employees International Union office in Houston for a vigil. Ronaldo Salgado spoke about his father.
I've been looking for answers since 7 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday as to where my dad is and as to like what happened to him, what hospital was he at, and no one could give me those answers, you know? It is absolutely terrible that what happened to him.
Ronaldo said his dad had built hundreds of houses over 35 years, creating a livelihood for himself and watching as his three U.S.-born sons went to college. Congressmember Al Green is a Democrat who represents the Houston area.
He was in our jurisdiction. The Constitution of the United States of America applies to him to the same extent that it applies to me and anybody else in this country. He deserves justice for what has happened to him and what is going to happen to his family. Justice! And where there is no justice, there is no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
Democrat Gene Wu is a Chinese American who represents Houston in the Texas state legislature.
I represent an immigrant community. I'm an immigrant. Our fights have been about making sure that the people in power recognize that our lives actually matter, that we're actual human beings, that we have dreams, we have families, that if we were jailed, if we're killed, if we're maimed, that it has consequences. Is the people care about this? The people of America care about this. Healthy class people care about this. And we have to keep it going. If we cannot get accountability and justice from the top of the mountain, we must do it from the base of the mountain.
Other vigils are planned across Texas and the rest of the country this week. The killing is at least the eighth death, according to the Associated Press, at the hands of ICE agents during the Trump administration's immigration crackdown.